Are you eating enough fruits and veggies? Thanks for joining us, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Melissa Berniston. How much would it actually cost us to have our meals meet the government's dietary guidelines for fruits and vegetables? USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
I must admit personally that I had never read the dietary guidelines until I got this job.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack unveiling the newest edition of the government's dietary guidelines for Americans.
The guidelines provide direction in terms of foods to eat more of. More fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables. Yes, the guidelines recommend, basically, filling about half of our mealtime plates with fruits and vegetables. But what about the cost to do that? The whole subject of trying to eat healthier with more fruits and vegetables is gaining a lot more interest, and
we thought that how much it would cost to meet fruit and vegetable recommendations would be particularly interesting.
And we are going to find out from Hayden Stewart, one of the authors of a new USDA study, a study that answers that question. And in a way, it negates the idea that eating fruits and vegetables is always a more expensive proposition. Hayden Stewart and his researchers priced 153 fruit and vegetable products, all kinds fresh, frozen, bagged, canned, from all kinds of stores and parts of the country and seasons.
But a lot of what folks in general already eat. And we found that about $2 to $2.50 per day was enough to meet the guidelines.
That's $2 to $2.50 per person. He says you could go far higher than that by choosing higher priced items, of course. For example, on the high end, just by themselves, fresh raspberries average about $2.06 per usable cup. On the other hand, in-season fresh watermelon comes in at only 17 cents per edible cup, and there are prices all in between. Hayden Stewart says they looked at the fruits and vegetables that Americans tend to eat most and came up with several days' meal plans that met not only the half-plate recommendation, but also the guidelines about including a wide variety of the various types of fruits and veggies. In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for more information, including a meal plan, go to dietaryguidelines.gov. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.